Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been studying the book of Matthew, chapter number 24, and we've been looking at some of the end time signs of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. On Monday we looked at the parable of the fig tree. How that when the fig tree puts forth its leaves, we know that summer is nigh. Of course, that speaks of political Israel, and we saw that fulfilled in 1948. The Bible goes on to say, "And this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." And then we saw also a picture of the flood, that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming days of the coming of the Son of Man. And then we saw the scripture says, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom." And today we pick up in that verse, verse number 7 of Matthew 24, and we pick up there and see where the scripture says, "And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Now, there's three specific things that are mentioned here. First of all, the Bible says there shall be famines. You know, man has learned how to control a lot of things, but the one thing a man cannot control is the weather. And drought and other extreme weather conditions have caused famine and continue to cause famine all over many extreme parts of the world. And although we have more technology than ever before to grow more crops per acre and more yield than we ever have had, hunger still remains one of the number one killer of children around the world. And we see and hear oftentimes of this, the whole idea of famine. As a matter of fact, we don't have to go to another hemisphere, but even as close as Haiti, even before the earthquakes, there was certainly famine there in that Caribbean island country in our own hemisphere. And so the Bible says famines. And the scripture goes on to say, and pestilences. When you think of a pestilence, I think of typically like an insect, but really the word pestilence here, it's as the idea of a bug, but more of a microscopic bug. In other words, a disease. And pestilences are diseases. And you realize that we have more antibiotics and more means of treating disease than ever before, and yet we are seeing some killer diseases that are coming through and are ravaging this world. Of course, the pandemics certainly are something that everyone is concerned about. You're not as, you know, the HIV virus, the AIDS virus that originally was quarantined pretty much to the homosexual community and now has spread to all aspects of life through blood transfusions and intravenous drug use and other things. And of course, still no cure for that. And we could go from there to all the different variety of things from the different types of flus, and we could go on and on. And then, of course, there's the deadly Ebola virus that literally dissolves the internal organs of an individual, and it's highly infectious, and it has no cure. And, of course, these pestilences are just a precursor to those things that the Scripture says are coming in the book of the Revelation. And then, of course, we can't forget earthquakes in diverse places, in unusual places. And I'm not sure if the frequency of earthquakes is up or just our awareness of them, but certainly earthquakes make the news and have made some of the top headlines of this decade. Earthquakes and the tsunamis and the effects of earthquakes and the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands that have died from the effects of earthquakes. But the Bible says, "But these and all these are the beginning of sorrows." The word sorrows here is the same thought of child labor or birth pains. And the scripture says in the beginning, understand that birth pains, they start out and then they get more frequent and more severe. And my friend, I think we can see a parallel between wars and rumors of wars, between famines and pestilence and earthquakes and unusual places and becoming more severe and becoming closer together. My friend, all of these things point to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you prepared to meet him? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask and pray that if there's one listening to the sound of my voice that does not know you, may they call upon you and receive you in the free pardon of sin today by faith in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.